in, everyone, to another episode of Blurry Hysteria. And I got to say, David, you're looking mighty fine looking across the way from me here.
Well, I grew my hair out a little bit, shaved my face, and probably a few other things, you know.
Yeah, your mustache isn't quite as curled as I'm used to, but I think we'll make do.
Yeah, it takes a lot of finesse to do that, and I just didn't have it this morning.
That is right. As you guys might have heard, David is on vacation for the next couple of weeks, but we do have some people filling in the roles, and producer Lisa stepped up this week to fill in on Blurry Hysteria. It's more just hysteria, or produced hysteria. I don't know what you want to call it, but it's something this week. So thank you so much. What's been up? What's new in the world of being a famous podcast producer? No, quote unquote famous.
Well, it's very difficult. I mean, I can barely leave my house without being just chased down by paparazzi.
Just Joe Peck on the front porch.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting. You really should let him in. It's getting cold outside.
It is kind of cold. You remember, if you're cold, he's cold.
Yeah. Maybe just throw him a blanket, space heater.
A wet, as I'm taking a drink here, a wet blanket in the space heater in the bathtub.
Is that bad?
No, it's fine. I wouldn't worry about it. This week, we are covering, so I've asked you guys to send us stuff many, many, many times. Always weird at hysteria51.com is where you can send your stuff. And I apologize, I am fighting a cold right now, but, oh, that's awesome, isn't it? About 1,612 of you sent in the same story. And I understand why, because it's been in the news. And there's a movie coming out, Cocaine Bear. Is the topic this week, and it we're doing a singular one because so many people wanted us to talk about Cocaine Bear, and they sent in lots of different links to lots of different stories. So I'm going to give you a summation this week of the story of Cocaine Bear. Have you heard of it before? I know you have now, but before recently, had you heard of Cocaine Bear?
Not even before recently, just like before an hour ago. No.
So. Really? I figured you'd heard it, and we'd talked about it at the bars and stuff recently.
Yeah, so. I guess I probably don't actually listen to you. So that's probably proven right there.
That checks off a lot of boxes I've been worrying about. Yeah.
So no, I have not heard of Cocaine Bear.
Well, you're about to get schooled along with everyone else who maybe hasn't heard about it. So Cocaine Bear, or Pablo Escobar, if you're nasty. I love that. Pablo Escobar. Dateline, September 11th, 1985. Fred Myers, he's this older guy from Kentucky. He wakes up and finds a dead man laying in his driveway. Now, that is crazy, but it is Kentucky after all, so that's, you know, a normal awakening. And the weirder part is this guy was wearing and carrying some things that was out of the normal for your normal dead body in your driveway.
In 1985.
Yes. We're talking bulletproof vest, night vision goggles, a large satchel, knives, two guns, $4,500 in cash, ropes, food, Gucci slippers, or loafers, I'm sorry, not slippers, loafers, and a parachute.
So which one of those things was weird to you?
Probably knives. I mean, come on, you got two guns. Who needs knives?
Yeah, that's true. I was going to go with the slippers.
Yeah, Gucci slippers. That's an important part, and you'll understand why. Oh, also speaking of that satchel that I mentioned, it had 80 pounds or $15 million worth at the time of cocaine in it.
But that's kind of a you know, something you maybe could have mentioned in the beginning.
Well, we're still in the beginning.
Oh, sorry. Hang on.
So Fred does the dumbest fucking thing ever and calls the police instead of throwing a party because, you know, reasons. And the police then determined the man he jumped out of a plane and had died due to his parachute failing. Also, this is people talking about this guy and noted that the man in question liked to jump out of planes and see how late he could open the chute. He was like a thrill seeker. And this time maybe it was like dark outside and he just didn't open it in time. Whatever. He's dead. This guy in question was an Andrew C. Thornton II. He's born with a silver spoon in his mouth. You know, grew up rich, turned paratrooper, turned dead dude, as you do. And in his heyday, The dude was in the 101st Airborne Division, turned narcotics officer, followed by becoming a lawyer. And then, for good measure, he turns drug kingpin, being one of the heads of a drug smuggling ring in Kentucky known as The Company. How do you go from, like, paratrooper to narcotics officer to drug king? Probably because you know who all the...
you know all the ins and outs, and you know how that's probably going to make you a whole lot more money than you're making before.
Do you think that happens way more than people realize?
Probably, because like you said, they know the ins and outs of stuff. They probably know more so how to get away with stuff. Look, just the other day, I talked to a fireman, and he said, if you ever want to know how to set your car on fire and not have them know it was you, I can tell you three ways to do it, and they'll never be able to tell. And I thought, well, that's really interesting. Then you think, that's the person who's going to set their car on fire. So it totally makes sense.
I think one of them to do with newspapers?
Yeah, like newspapers in the dash or something like that. And I got
probably not supposed to say this on the air, but yeah.
I got it written down somewhere.
Of course you do.
Just email us at, what was it, weird?
Right. So, you know, that's all well and good, but we're not here to talk about
arson.
That. Yeah. Or Andrew C. Thornton II. No. We're here to talk about We're here to talk about apex predators on Toot. That leads us to Pablo Escobar, a.k.a. Cocaine Bear. I just prefer Cocaine Bear, I think.
Yeah, I think it's just...
Escobar's too on the nose or something. Anyway, about 3 months go by after Thornton's body is found by that guy, Fred Myers, and Cocaine Bear was discovered dead in the Chattahoochee National Forest in Georgia. Way down yonder on the Chattahoochee.
So is Cocaine Bear an actual bear?
Yes.
And
a black bear.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And this happens to be the same forest that where Thornton's plane, a Cessna 404, if you're keeping track, he put it on autopilot and jumped out, and then it crashed, which is a little weird that he jumped out of his own plane and it crashed. But I guess really planes are probably easy to ditch when you move that kind of product, you know, that kind of money. And it's probably easier to crash than to cover it up if you land and then have to say where you've been and all this stuff. I don't know. I assume that that's probably something that they work into the price, is a Cessna here the and price, there. You yeah. know.
Also, we're going to need 2 planes.
Yeah. The black bear was found surrounded by 40 empty packages that had been torn apart, all coated in the side with residue of cocaine.
Oh, I thought maybe they just knew he was like an addict, like he was a local addict.
Oh, God.
His nose is always running or something.
Oh, yeah.
Know. Okay, so.
He's going up to Rangers. I'll suck your dick. Turns out, I guess, the party was had after all, but it wasn't by Fred. It was by Mr. Bear here. Officials figure that Thornton must have decided to drop the packages because he had too much shit he was already carrying. He had 80 pounds of cocaine on him plus other shit. So he jumps out after he dumps all the stuff. He figured he'd go and retrieve the packages once he was safe
on
the ground.
But he kept some for like
his... He had like 80 pounds on him. He had 15 million worth on himself.
Wow. Yeah. Right. But then he had extra. You're saying he dumped it in the woods.
Yeah, well, and he didn't figure in Winnie the Pooh's cokehead brother going and finding it first.
George Bear. Mm-hmm.
And said George Cokehead Bear ate all the contents of 40 containers.
Yikes.
Now, that's not just speculation, because his body was sent to the Georgia Bureau of Investigations, and they actually autopsied it, cut open its stomach, and the medical examiner who performed the procedure said, here's a quote, its stomach was literally packed to the brim with cocaine.
Wow.
There isn't a mammal on the planet that could have survived that. Cerebral hemorrhaging, respiratory failure, hypothermia, renal failure, heart failure, stroke, you name it, this bear had it.
Wow. Kind of felt bad for the bear.
Huge smile on its face.
No.
So that's a quick demise. It's a quick story, but there's a lot more to it. We're going to get a break real quick, and we come back. Why are we still talking about this? I'm going to give you a hint. It has to do with the news and the media. That's coming up after the break on Blurry Hysteria. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they designed it for long-term retention, you know, if you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do. And then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know. And we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So, all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now, get started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off, rosettastone.com/today. Do it today.
To the newsmobile. I don't think we got one of those, but it'd be a lot cooler if we did. We need a van that just has news painted on the side. No, that's creepy. Never mind.
No, you have like this weird obsession with getting a van and blocking out the windows and painting candy on the side. Not Candy the woman,
projecting?
Candy the...
Are you projecting again?
No, I actually heard you tell somebody yesterday that you had an obsession about getting a van. You told our buddy that he should get one for his business, and then he said that was a bad idea. And
that was me making fun of him.
And then I think it just might... Anyway, go ahead.
He's constantly like going to events and giving candy out to children. I'm like, why don't you just get one of those real creepy vans and try to give it out? Anyway...
So why are we still talking about this?
To the news! Yeah. This is not your normal run-of-the-mill wildlife story. I don't know if you know that or not, but a lot of apex predators don't go on cocaine binges. Not that we know of. So it's kind of no surprise that the news of this bear's death gained popularity, you know, in said media. But papers across the country and news and everything quickly just started blanketing everyone or enshrined him as part of the legend surrounding Thornton in Kentucky, a tale known as the Bluegrass Conspiracy, about this whole drug smuggling ring and everything. That could even be its own episode, but the bear really sealed it. Is like, oh my god, we got to talk about this. And that's where the media actually nicknamed the bear Pablo Escobar. That's where that comes from. If you want to know more about Pablo Escobar, you know where that name comes from, you can go to our episode, The Politics of Contraband, Pablo Escobar, the CIA, episode 87, way back when, with none other than Sam Colbert was on that one. All right, so shameless plug aside, Cocaine Bear has his own movie coming out. That's literally coming out in 2023. Why the hell are we still talking about it all these years later? So, you see, this autopsy might have been the last anyone would have heard of Cocaine Bear. If it wasn't for This Is Fucking Kentucky. And not only that, there's a company or an organization called Kentucky for Kentucky. And in 2015, they decided the bear was part of the state's cherished history and took it upon themselves to track down what had happened to the body. And surprise, surprise, Lisa, A lot had happened. This thing's got its own backstory. Once it died, it really lived.
Yeah, wow. That's just, that seems...
Well, check this out. So after overdosing on, you know, a whole lot of, like a David Lee Roth amount of cocaine, Dr. Roxo, the rock and roll clown amount of cocaine, Pablo Escobar... Or Pablo Escobar. I got to just call him Cocaine Bear.
Let's just go with the bear.
So he went on quite this journey. So first off, the medical examiner from the Georgia Bureau of Investigation gifted the body to a friend who was a taxidermist on the side, because everyone needs a buddy who's a taxidermist, right? So the friend had the bear stuff, then gave it away to the Chattahoochee River National Recreation Area. And they put it up on display, as you do, and it was just there as a bear on display. But there's a forest fire in the 90s, and it prompted staff to take it. They had to, you know, put it into storage for safekeeping. It was in the storage facility in Dalton for, you know, so they could, you know, nothing would happen to it. And 1 month later, it is promptly stolen. And then it is sold to a local pawn shop, as you do when you steal bear carcasses that are stuffed. Then the pawn shop owners, they sell the bear to the country musician Waylon fucking Jennings. He buys it because he's very familiar with this bear's backstory. He gives it to his friend who lives in Las Vegas, one Ron Thompson. Now, Ron was who the rich and famous turned to in Vegas when they needed party favors, like the one that killed our bear in question. And, funny enough, it is rumored to have been Ron was an associate of Andrew Thornton, the dead parachuter from the beginning of the story here. So this whole thing comes in a big circle. Anyway, Ron puts the bear on display in this giant mansion he has until 2009 when he died himself. So Cocaine Bear is in a mansion paid for by cocaine, while wild coke parties with the rich and famous happen around him nightly. This dude was a legend. This bear was meant to party, I think. Some people just have it in their blood.
He like literally had it like in his blood.
And his stomach and all over his... Ugh. It's like that picture.
You think his whole face, yeah. His whole face is like full of like powder.
That bear with snow all over him. I fucking love cocaine. So then after Thompson died, the bear went up for auction, and all his shit went up for auction, but this elderly Chinese man purchased him for, drumroll, $200 is what the bear went for. Zhu Tang, I believe is how you say his name, the buyer, put the bear on display in his traditional Chinese medicine shop. To his wife's dismay, she had said, here's a quote, "I wouldn't have it. It scared me. I made him take it to the store." Mr. Tang, he passed away in 2012. And she sells off everything, including the business, but keeps the fucking bear that she hated.
She hated.
For reasons? You know, I don't fucking know.
I mean, you know, just sidebar here. You know, you got that boar's head. And it's the only thing I've ever basically said the same thing about. And I promise you, baby, I will bury it with you.
You're welcome. My rock steady. Or no, my bebop.
Bebop. Right.
I need a rock steady. If anyone has an in on a rhino's head...
Yeah, an ethically sourced one, please. Yeah,
just a fake one. Yeah. It can be rubber.
Yeah, it could also be like 3 inches big. That would be great. Okay, anyway, sorry.
First time you've ever said that in your life. Anyway, this is where those representatives of that Kentucky for Kentucky step back in, because they managed to track down the bear down, and they informed this woman of the past and how it was part of like... this whole Kentucky folklore.
So he didn't know when he bought it. He just wanted a bear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the guy just bought
the
bear.
So the story kind of got lost somewhere along the way.
Right. And so she had the bear and she's like, whatever. So,
but Kentucky for Kentucky is tracking it down at this point because they know it's been passed along.
Right. Yeah. And so Kentucky for Kentucky reaches out. and I almost feel dirty doing this episode without Mr. Kentucky David Florida.
I know. I feel like you really.
Almost.
I mean, I've been to Kentucky. So yeah. I guess that counts, right?
I used to work on and off in Paducah when I was in Southern Illinois, because that's right there by the border. But yeah. Anyway, so Mrs. Tang, being a good sport,
woo.
Woo. Sorry. Woo. That's her first name.
Sorry, I couldn't help it.
I'm sad that I didn't think about myself.
Well, I'm just cooler than you.
That is true. So she's like, fuck it. If you come get it or pay for shipping, you can have it for free. You just pay to move it. And they're like, fuck yeah. And that's kind of how Cocaine Bear's adventures and travels finally came to an end, but not the story. That brings us to today. Cocaine Bear is the chief attraction in Kentucky for Kentucky's Fun Mall, and I'm sure Fudge Emporium, because all those places have all sorts of fudge.
Yeah, they're all packed with fudge.
Why is it that when we go through the South, everywhere has like fudge? That's just their currency down there.
Yeah, because it's not there.
You need that maple fudge.
There isn't anything. You're right. There isn't anything. What would you say, like, not indigenous, but, like...
There's nothing indigenous
to
the
South.
No,
but, you know, like, there's some things like, oh, this is a popular treat you only usually get in this place of the country.
We go to Maine and we eat lobster,
right,
you know?
Right, but, you know, I mean, you can get other places now because...
You go to Florida and you get Hep C, you know?
Mm-hmm. But I don't know why fudge would be South. You know, that fudge isn't made with anything that's strictly from that area originally. Is that, like,
unless you live
that?
At Uranus. No, you know, Uranus
know,
Fudge Factory.
I know
that's
about your favorite fudge.
Missouri.
But also, they have saltwater taffy all over the East Coast.
That's true.
And stuff, like, you know.
That is true.
So, I don't know. Anyway, go on. Lots of fudge. Lots
yeah,
of fudge
so
packing.
The Kentucky for Kentucky Fun Mall.
You keep wanting to say, like, Kentucky Fried Tucky,
Kentucky Fried
like.
Kentucky. You can find lots of pics online if you want to look it up and see what he looks like now. He's in the back of a pickup truck, sitting there. He's got a trucker hat on to the side. He looks worse for the wear,
yeah,
to say.
I really feel bad for this bear. Like, it's just,
I mean, if you got to go,
you know,
it's a hell of a way to go.
I guess, but so he's at the Fun Factory,
Fun
whatever.
Mall, and Fun Mall and Fudge Emporium.
Where in Kentucky?
God damn it. Why are you going to ask questions I don't know the answers to? No.
Okay. Well, that's fine. We'll get back to you
no,
on that.
No, hold on. No, we're doing this in real time. Kentucky for Kentucky Fun Mall. All right.
And
so this is at 720 Bryan Avenue, Lexington.
Okay, Lexington.
Lexington, okay. Kentucky, 40505.
So then the other question is, since there was so much cocaine in his body, mm-hmm, maybe not at this point, but do you think, like, originally you could have, like, actually, like, sniffed him and probably gotten high?
Well, they do remove all the organs and shit. You know, it's just the
skin. No, but I mean, like, he had to be covered in it, too. I mean, it's not like he had a little... However you put cocaine in your nose, spoon or something.
I don't think he's
like,
doing
that's
lines.
What I'm saying. Like, he had to been, like, just covered in it. So
he's
it had to been
it.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like,
he had it was all over.
Right.
Which is interesting to me is cocaine and Novocaine, all those things are, they're like a numbing agent. They would burn. So it had to have burned his eyes and even his skin and stuff when he got it on him. You would have thought he would have been like, ugh, you know, instead of eating. Like 70 pounds.
Maybe then, but maybe it went numb or something, or maybe he was really hungry.
Maybe he got nummies. Num, num,
num, num, I don't know. I don't know how this works.
So anyway, if you go see him, like I said, he's in the back of a truck. He's got a trucker cap on sideways and a small sign around his neck with a very brief recap of the story, as well as a warning
not to sniff him.
It says, "Don't do drugs,
oh,
or you end up dead and maybe stuffed like poor cocaine bear."
It does not say that.
It sure does.
That is terrible.
Don't do drugs.
Or they're going to stuff you and put you on display?
You might end up dead.
I mean,
well, actually says you'll end up dead.
I mean, you know, nobody says they want to be a junkie when they grow up, but...
I want to be a motherfucking hustler. Better ask somebody. And then, so not to be outdone, and the reason it's been in a lot of the news lately, movie's coming out, directed by Elizabeth Banks. It's a thriller / comedy. Ray Liotta's last movie. It's so here's what it said. I went to IMDb. An oddball group of cops, criminals, tourists, and teens converge on a Georgia forest where a 500-pound black bear goes on a murderous rampage after unintentionally ingesting cocaine.
But he didn't kill anything, right?
No. But in this movie, he's murdering everything.
So
and
they're
it looks
really
pretty
like
the
this
trailer
has,
looks funny.
Has nothing to do with the actual bear, other than they're using his name for celebrity power.
Yeah, yeah. They're using in this one the bear eats the cocaine and is immediately like, I am the apex predator on this planet and I must kill.
Yeah, that checks out.
And then
out.
It turns into, like, you know, Friday the 13th, but with a bear.
Is Elizabeth Banks that blonde that always has that deadpan that I really like?
Yeah, she's in the Pitch Perfect. She's
yeah,
the one
right?
that the judge, not
yeah,
the judge,
yeah, yeah.
but the announcer
yeah.
or whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
I like her. Yeah. I like her sense of humor.
I don't know that she's in the movie, but she's directing.
Well, that's what I mean. But I mean, like, maybe she has that. She can get that vibe.
So there you have it, Nation. The history and mystery of Cocaine Bear. Literally, thank you so much to all of you that sent it in, a bunch of you. And we just kind of did an amalgamation of the stories instead of doing everyone's different links, because a lot of people have been doing it. A lot of people have been covering this, different stories and news outlets. And I'm going to check out the movie. I'm actually looking forward to it. So
I'm going to not do drugs.
Mm-hmm. Or you'll,
I don't want to be stuffed. Actually, I don't want to have to wear like a backwards trucker cap, because I don't think that's really my style. So
I think the most important part of that is it said you'll end up like poor Cocaine Bear, because if you do cocaine, it's going to eat up all your money and you'll be poor. I think that's a takeaway.
All right.
Also, don't eat giant satchels of cocaine that fell from a man who was wearing Gucci loafers.
But in Cocaine Bear's defense, he didn't know. He thought it came from the gods. Maybe he thought the gods must be crazy. Like it fell like the Coke bottle. And he's just like, oh my God. No pun intended. I've got to eat all this. It's nectar from the heavens.
Also, cocaine and cocaine accessories. thank you, Mr. Hill. Anyway, get us your stories weird at hysteria51.com, and we'll see you next time on Blurry Hysteria.
Bye-bye.
Meeting adjourned.